Welcome to the All About Music podcast, where we will provide the best presentations about the world of music in all parts of the world. In episode 326 this time, we will discuss the history of one of the rock band groups from England who had many single hits that entered the top ranks of billboards at that time, namely Foreign. What is the history of the formation of Foreign bands from the beginning of their career to their existence today? Therefore, stay tuned with us. In case I need it when I'm old. In 1977, Foreigner released its self-titled debut album, the first of four straight albums to be certified at least five times platinum in the US. Foreigner peaked at No. 4 on the US album chart and in the top 10 in Canada and Australia, while yielding two top 10 hits in North America, Feels Like the First Time, and Cold as Ice. Their 1978 follow-up, Double Vision, was even more successful, peaking at number 3 in North America with two hit singles, Hot Blooded, a number 3 hit in both countries, and the title track, a US number 2 and a Canadian number 7. Foreigner's third album, Head Games, 1979, went to number 5 in North America, producing two top 20 singles, including its title track. The album saw Rick Wills replace Gagliardi on bass. Reduced to a quartet after the departures of McDonald and Greenwood, their album 4, 1981, hit number 1, for 10 weeks, in the US and number 2 in Canada. While becoming Foreigner's breakthrough album outside of North America, going top 5 in the UK, Germany and Australia. Three of four singles were hits. Urgent reached number 1 in Canada and on the new US Rock Tracks chart, rose to number 4 on the US Hot 100 and became their first top 15 hit in Germany. The ballad, Waiting for a Girl Like You, peaked at No. 2 in both the US, for a record 10 weeks, and Canada, topped the US Rock Tracks chart and became their first top 10 hit in the UK and Australia, and Jukebox Hero reached number 3 on the Rock Tracks chart and the top 30 on the Hot 100. In 1982, Foreigner released its first greatest hits album, Records, which has gone on to sell 7 million copies in the US. In 1984, Foreigner had its biggest hit single, the anthemic ballad, I Want to Know What Love Is, which topped the US, UK, Canadian and Australian charts, while hitting number 3 in Germany and the top 10 in numerous other countries. Its source album, Agent Provocateur, was the band's most successful in the UK, Germany and some other countries in Europe, where it peaked at number 1, and in Australia where it peaked at number 3, while making the top 5 in the US and Canada. After a break, Foreigner released Inside Information, 1987, which despite the number 6 US and Australian hit, Say You Will, which also rose to number 1 on the US Rock Tracks chart, and the number 5 US hit, I Don't Wanna Live Without You, which also reached number 1 on the US Adult Contemporary chart, had a large sales drop-off, only hitting the top 10 in a few European countries with a number 15 peak in the US. The band's most recent albums, Unusual Heat, 1991, Without Graham, Mr. Moonlight, 1994, with Graham returning, and Can't Slow Down, 2009, once again without Graham, were not major sellers. The highest chart positions were obtained in Germany, where the last album peaked at number 16. Foreigner is one of the world's best-selling bands of all time with worldwide sales of more than 80 million records, 5, including 37.5 million in the US. 6, Dennis Elliott and Rick Wills both left the band in 1991. With Lou Gramm's second departure in 2003, leaving Mick Jones as the only founding member still involved. Since its beginning, Foreigner has been led by English musician Mick Jones, former member of Nero and the Gladiators, Johnny Hallyday's band Spooky Tooth, and the Leslie West Band. 7. After the collapse of the Leslie West Band in 1976, Jones found himself stranded in New York City, West's manager, Bud Prager, encouraged Jones to continue his songwriting and rehearse a band of his own in some space Prager had near his New York office. Jones got together with New York keyboardist Al Greenwood, who had just played with former Flash members Colin Carter and Mike Huff in a group called Storm. Drummer Stan Williams and Louisiana bassist Jay Davis, later with Rod Stewart, and began jamming. Another friend, Stories singer Ian Lloyd, was brought in to sing, but Jones decided the chemistry was not quite right and retained only Greenwood as he renewed his search for players. During a session for Ian Lloyd's album, Jones met up with Transplanted Englishman and ex-King Crimson member Ian McDonald, and another session for Ian Hunter unearthed another fellow Brit in drummer Dennis Elliott. But after auditioning about 40 or 50 singers, they found that the right vocalist was becoming harder to come by until Jones pulled out a Black Sheep album given to him backstage at a 1974 Spooky Tooth concert by that group's lead singer, Lou Gramm. Jones put in a call to Gramm, who was back in his hometown of Rochester, New York, after Black Sheep's breakup, and sent him a plane ticket to New York City. Gramm proved to be the missing piece of the puzzle, and Brooklyn bassist Ed Gagliardi completed the new sextet. A name, Trigger, was tentatively agreed to and was the name that appeared on their demo tape, but it was passed on by all the record companies it was delivered to. John Kolodner, a former journalist and radio programmer who was working in A&R at Atlantic Records, happened to spot a tape on Atlantic president Jerry L. Greenberg's desk with the Trigger identification on it. Kolodner had just been to hear an outfit called Trigger and realized that this was not the same band. He convinced Greenberg that at least one of the songs on the tape could be a big hit and to look into signing this group immediately. Because the Trigger name was already taken, Jones came up with the Foreigner moniker from the fact that no matter what country they were in, three would be foreigners, because he, McDonald and Elliott were English, while Gramm, Greenwood and Gagliardi were American. 8. Debut album, March 1977. Edit in November 1976, after 6 months of rehearsals. The newly named Foreigner started recording their debut album with producers John Sinclair and Gary Lyons at the Hit Factory, but switched to Atlantic Recording Studios where they finished recording the basic tracks and completed the overdubs. The first attempt at mixing the album was done at SARM Studios, London. But, because of the band's dissatisfaction with the results, the album was remixed back at Atlantic by Mick Jones, Ian McDonald and Jimmy Douglas. Bud Prager signed on as the group's manager, a role he would continue in for the next 17 years. The band's debut, Foreigner, was released in March 1977 and was certified for sales of 5 million copies in the United States, staying in the top 20 for a year with a peak at number 4. It also made the top 10 in both Canada and Australia and went to number 1 in Norway. Foreigner had three significant hits in North America, with Feels Like the First Time hitting number 4 in the US and number 7 in Canada, Cold as Ice reaching number 6 and number 9 in the countries, and Long, Long Way From Home peaking at around number 20. Cold as Ice was also modestly successful in the UK, Australia, the Netherlands and Belgium, where it reached the top 20 or 30. By May 1977, Foreigner was already headlining theaters and had already scored a gold record for the first album. Not long afterwards, they were selling out U.S. basketball arenas and hockey rinks. After a show at Memorial Hall in Kansas City, Kansas, on May 6, 1977, drummer Elliott injured his hand, prompting the band to call in Ian Wallace, ex-King Crimson, to play alongside Elliott on some of the dates until the hand was healed. After almost a year on the road, the band played before over 200,000 people at California Jam 2 on March 18, 1978, and during the following month, the band toured Europe, Japan, and Australia for the first time. Their second album, Double Vision, released in June 1978, co-produced by Keith Olsen, topped their previous, selling 7 million records in the U.S., peaking at number 3 in both the U.S. and Canada. While dropping to number 13 in Australia, it was the band's first album to chart in the UK, where it peaked at number 32. But Double Vision, and their next two albums, did not chart in Norway, where their debut album had gone number 1. The album spawned hits that were even more successful in North America than those from their debut album, with Hot Blooded hitting number 3 in both countries. The title track, Double Vision, reaching number 2 in the US and number 7 in Canada, with Blue Morning, Blue Day, reaching number 15 and number 21. Aside from Hot Blooded reaching number 24 in Australia, there was little airplay or sales in other countries for the singles from Double Vision or from their next album, Head Games. Album number 3, Head Games, September 1979. Co-produced by Roy Thomas Baker, which was referred to by Graham as their grainiest album, was also successful. In this case, because of the thunderous Dirty White Boy and another title track hit, Head Games. Both songs were top 15 hits in the US and Canada, but did not chart in any other countries. The album reached number 5 in North America, but its sales dropped off substantially in Australia, number 45. Without any gains in any other countries. For Head Games, bassist Ed Gagliardi was replaced by Englishman Rick Wills. In his autobiography, Jukebox Hero, named after the seminal Foreigner song, Graham explains why the band parted ways with Gagliardi. He was a little headstrong and had his own ideas that weren't always compatible with what we were trying to accomplish. Ed was obstinate at times, playing the song the way he wanted to play it rather than the way it was drawn up. Jones often had to stop sessions to get Ed back on track. After a while, it became tiresome and slowed down the recording process. Graham went on to say that he was disappointed overall with Head Games and thought it sounded unfinished. It ended up selling about 2 million fewer than its predecessor. In September 1980, co-founders Al Greenwood and Ian McDonald were sacked. 9, 10, one reason was that Jones wished to have more control over the band and write most of the music, along with Graham. In his book, Graham goes on to talk about this difficult time. The chemistry that made the band right in the beginning didn't necessarily mean it would always be right. I think a pretty major communication lapse appeared, and I don't think anybody really knew what anybody was feeling. The deep, inner belief about the direction of the band and how we were progressing. We had reached a point where there was a lot of dissatisfaction. In the liner notes for the 2000 release, Jukebox Heroes, the Foreigner anthology, Jones went on to elaborate further. Ian McDonald, who I consider a great musician and multi-instrumentalist, began to focus more and more on guitar playing. While I believed his true talent lay more in the dimensional and creative imagery he gave the first two albums. Al Greenwood, our keyboard whiz and a very important part of the Foreigner sound at the beginning, had also started to focus more on songwriting. Although both their contributions to the band had been vital, a conflict was developing about the musical direction of the band. I just felt we needed to clarify it. So Lou, Rick, Dennis and I made the decision. And that's when we went down to 4. And according to McDonald in a 1999 interview, Mick and Lou decided they wanted to be the focus of the band. Mick wanted to make it more apparent that it was his group, so he decided to make a smaller group. That was his decision. I wouldn't have left. I loved the group. It was not my decision. 11. McDonald noted that there was much creative compromise working in the band and that he did more than he received credit for, much as he did in King Crimson. McDonald stated that he had a lot to do with the making of those records and the arrangements and the creating of those songs, more than is probably apparent. I did a lot that went uncredited, which I was happy to do though. When you're in a group, you must contribute as much as you can. I was happy to do that. But as I said, it maybe didn't appear that I was doing as much as I in fact was. I had a lot to do with that group, as well as Mick Jones, obviously, and everyone else. I'm not trying to take all the credit, but I'm just saying that I was there, I was involved. And I loved it. 11. The band was now stripped down to a quartet, with session players brought in as needed to record or tour. See below for complete list of members. Greenwood soon joined Gagliardi to form the AOR band Spies, with John Blanco, Billy Milne and John DiGaudio. The band released two albums, an eponymous debut, and the follow-up Behind Enemy Lines. In between his Foreigner commitments, Jones also started a side career as a producer for such albums as Van Halen's 5150, 1986, Bad Company's Fame and Fortune, 1986, and Billy Joel's Stormfront, 1989. In December 1987, Foreigner released Inside Information, spawning hits such as Say You Will and I Don't Wanna Live Without You. On May 14, 1988, the band headlined Atlantic Records' 40th anniversary concert at Madison Square Garden, culminating with I Want to Know What Love Is, in which the likes of Phil Collins, Crosby, Stills and Nash, Roberta Flack and other Atlantic artists joined in, singing in the choir. Later during the summer, the band went back on the road, but the touring for Inside Information was limited to Europe, Japan and Australia. For this tour, Rivera and Mayo were not available. So Larry Oakes, guitar, keyboards, synthesizers, backing vocals, and Lou Cortellesi, sax, augmented the quartet of Graham, Jones, Elliott and Wills. In the late 1980s, Jones and Graham each put out solo efforts on Atlantic. Graham released Ready or Not in January 1987 and shortly after its release, rehearsals for Foreigner's next album had started but ground to a halt as Graham's status with the group was uncertain. But after the promotion and concert dates for Graham's album were finished, cooler heads prevailed and Lou rejoined Foreigner in the studio for Inside Information, which was out at the end of 1987. Jones had Mick Jones in August 1989. Then Graham followed with his second solo release, Long Hard Look, October 1989, and decided to leave the group in May 1990 while preparing to tour behind Long Hard Look as the opener for Steve Miller Band. After finishing this tour, Graham went on to form the short-lived band Shadow King, which put out one eponymous album on Atlantic in October 1991. Meanwhile, Jones brought in a new lead singer, Johnny Edwards, formerly of the bands Buster Brown, Montrose, King Cobra, Northrop and Wild Horses. Edwards made his first live appearance with Foreigner at the Long Island Club Stephen Talkhouse on August 15, 1990, where he, Jones, Dennis Elliott and Rick Wills appeared, joined by special guests Terry Thomas, on guitar, who produced their next album, and Eddie Mack on harmonica. The new edition of Foreigner released the album Unusual Heat in June 1991. This was at the time their worst-selling album and only climbed as high as number 117 on the Billboard 200, although Low Down and Dirty was a minor mainstream rock hit, reaching number 4 on that chart. In July 1991, the new lineup of Foreigner played some European dates, then made its official U.S. debut on August 9, performing on the second night of a Billy Joel benefit concert at Deep Hollow Ranch in Montauk, New York, to raise funds for the preservation of Montauk Point Lighthouse. For their 1991 tour, Jeff Jacobs, who had played in Joel's band, was brought in as the new keyboardist and Mark Rivera returned. But during the fall leg of this tour, Elliott decided to leave the group after a concert at the Ritz in NYC on November 14, 1991, and embark on a career as a wood sculptor. Larry Aberman was then recruited as a temporary replacement until Mark Shulman arrived in 1992 as drummer for the next 3 years. Scott Gilman, guitar, sax, flute, joined the touring band in 1992 and Tom Gimbel took over from Gilman and Rivera in late 1992 after they departed. When Gimbel went to Aerosmith in 1993, Gilman returned to handle the guitar, sax, flute duties until Gimbel came back permanently in the spring of 1995. Before we continue further information about the history of the Foreigner band, we played a hit song from a Foreigner entitled, Waiting for a Girl Like You. Here we will play it for you. Check it out.
Thank you.
During the Los Angeles riots, inside the confines of the Sunset Marquee Hotel in West Hollywood, where Mick Jones had gone to meet with Lou Gramm, they both ended up sequestered by a city curfew. They decided to use their time together resurrecting their partnership. "I flew to Los Angeles during the riots," says Gramm. "We got flown to John Wayne Airport instead of LAX because they were shooting at the planes. Mick and I were holed up in the Sunset Marquee in LA with armed security guards walking around on the roof. It was a little weird, to say the least." Gramm ended up rejoining Foreigner, bringing along his Shadow King bandmate bassist Bruce Turgeon to replace bassist Wills, who'd left after the band's 1991 tour after a falling out with Jones, and co-produced the band's second greatest hits album, The Very Best, and Beyond, September 1992, which included three new songs. In October 1994, Foreigner released what was supposed to be a comeback album, Mr. Moonlight, in Japan, featuring new drummer Mark Schulman and augmented by a fifth member, keyboardist Jeff Jacobs. This album was not released in the US until February 1995 and fared even worse than Unusual Heat. It only peaked at number 136 on the Billboard 200, although the ballad Until the End of Time was a minor hit, reaching number 42 on the Billboard Hot 100. In January 1995, Ron Wixo, who had played in The Storm with former Journey members Greg Rowley and Ross Valerie, took over percussion duties from Schulman. And Brian Tichy succeeded Wixo in 1998 before Schulman would return in 2000. In 1997, Gramm underwent surgery to remove a brain tumor. The medications he was prescribed caused considerable weight gain and weakened his singing voice. By 1998, the band was back on the road. But Gramm was visibly struggling and it would take him several years to get back to the point where he felt comfortable on stage. In the summer of 1999, Foreigner went on tour as the opening act for Journey and the following summer, Jeff Jacobs had to leave the road for a short time during the band's 2000 summer tour while his wife was giving birth to their child. Keyboardist John Purdell, who had been co-producer of the new tracks on their 1992 album The Very Best Of and Beyond, stepped in to sub for Jacobs until he was able to return. In 2001, the Warner Music Group selected Foreigner and Four to be among the first group of albums from their catalog to be remastered, enhanced and released in the new DVD audio format. In 2002, the 25th anniversary year brought affirmation of the enduring respect for Foreigner recordings, with Rhino Entertainment reissuing the 1977 to 1981 multi-platinum albums in special enhanced formats. Foreigner, Double Vision, Head Games and Four received the attention of Rhino's staff with new photos, liner notes and bonus tracks of previously unreleased material. New Greatest Hits albums were also produced in the US and in Europe. The US version reached number 80 on the Billboard 200 album chart. For the group's 25th anniversary tour in 2002, they were joined by former Heart and Montrose drummer Denny Carmassi. In late October, early November, then December of 2002, Foreigner played in Belgium and Germany at the annual Night of the Proms Festival. It was the last time that Lou Gramm and Mick Jones would play together until June 2013. Gramm would leave the group in early 2003. Jones stated that he and Gramm split because they weren't communicating. "I think we really tried hard to save it. But it got to the point when we both realized that to go on would be detrimental for both of us." Jones, the founder and only remaining original member of Foreigner, decided to take some time off before looking to form a new lineup in 2004. On July 25, 2004, in Santa Barbara, California, at Fess Parker's DoubleTree Resort, Jones appeared at a benefit show for muscular dystrophy dubbed Mick Jones and Friends that included Jeff Jacobs, Tom Gimbel, former Dokken bass player Jeff Pilson, Future Black Country Communion drummer Jason Bonham, son of Led Zeppelin drummer John Bonham and leader of Bonham and Bonham singer Chas West. West was frontman for that show only. Inspired by the event and further encouraged by Jason Bonham, Jones continued the search for a new frontman. He would eventually find former Hurricane singer Kelly Hansen, who had sent the band an audition tape and was invited aboard in March 2005, making his debut with the group on March 11 at Boulder Station near Las Vegas. During their 2005 spring tour, Chas West appeared briefly with the band as a special guest, playing rhythm guitar. Their 2005 BMG album, Extended Versions, featured the new lineup playing all their classic hits live in concert in one of the most studio-like, clean-sounding live album recordings produced. New percussionist. On August 31, 2012, after over a year away, Jones returned to the concert stage at Atlanta's Chastain Park. Guitarist Watson, in the meantime, stayed on until Jones was able to return to full health. At this very same show, keyboardist Derek Hilland, ex-Iron Butterfly, Whitesnake and Rick Springfield, came on board to sub for Bluestein for the group's late summer, fall tour dates and again during the winter, spring of 2013 until Bluestein was able to return. On January 9, 2013, the band's original drummer, Dennis Elliott, joined Foreigner on stage at the Hard Rock Cafe in Hollywood, Florida, to play on Hot Blooded. In addition to touring small clubs and venues, the band frequently is engaged for private parties and conventions, including playing at SeaWorld in Orlando for an IBM Rational conference, June 6, 2012. At the Gaylord Convention Center in Washington, D.C., for the Teradata Partners 2012 conference, October 25, 2012, and at SAP's Field Kickoff Meeting in Las Vegas, January 23, 2013. On June 13, 2013, at the 44th Annual Songwriters Hall of Fame Award Ceremony, Jones and Graham were officially inducted to the Songwriters Hall of Fame. Billy Joel was on hand to induct Jones and Graham, singing snippets of Foreigner's hits in his introduction speech. Jones said he was proud as the honor makes his work legit. The duo then took stage one more time and, along with Tom Gimble and the house band, performed Jukebox Hero and I Want to Know What Love Is with Anthony Morgan's Inspirational Choir of Harlem, a performance that brought the entire audience to its feet. In 2014, Foreigner teamed up with Styx and former Eagles guitarist Don Felder for the soundtrack of summer tour. Original bassist Ed Gagliardi died on May 11, 2014, aged 62, after an 8-year battle with cancer. Although discussions of an original member reunion had been proposed, the original band had not performed together since 1979. On June 18, 2014, Foreigner teamed up with the Brockton High School Concert Choir at the Leader Bank Pavilion in Boston, Massachusetts. They performed one of their greatest hits, I Want to Know What Love Is. On January 12, 2015 in Sarasota, Florida, Foreigner were joined on stage by original drummer Dennis Elliott and former bassist Rick Wills to play Hot Blooded. In Hartford, Connecticut on June 24, 2015, Foreigner began a summer tour as the opening act for Kid Rock. Foreigner appeared on the Today Show on February 11, 2016, along with the choir from Our Lady of Mercy Academy to promote their acoustic tour and the release of their new album, In Concert, Unplugged. On September 24, 2016, Foreigner performed before an estimated 20,000-plus people at the 100th anniversary of the Durham Fair in Durham, Connecticut. The encore song, I Want to Know What Love Is, utilized the local Koganchaug High School Concert Choir for backup, their performance having been rehearsed with the band via Skype during the previous months. In a 2016 interview, Jones talked about a possible 40th anniversary reunion tour, featuring the Head Games era lineup, it's quite possible. We've actually been talking about it. I'm not at a point where I can say it's definitely gonna happen, but we're all working on trying to make it happen. It's kind of exciting. And hopefully it'll be feasible and possible to pull it off next year, 2017. Lou, Graham, and I have communicated and we've kept up a sort of loose communication, as I have actually also with Ian McDonald, Al Greenwood, Dennis Elliott and Rick Wills. We're at the early stages. But we're trying to put something together to commemorate, it's scary when I say it, 40 years. Tour, leaving no members from the original or classic lineup. Thus, none of the band's lineup for the tour played on the original versions of any songs. It was falsely reported Jones joined the band at their show in New Brunswick, NJ on October 29, 2021. For Hot-Blooded, rather, it was former bassist Wills. Jones was able to join the band on March 9, 2022 at the St. Augustine Amphitheatre performance. Founding member Ian McDonald died from colon cancer at his home in New York City on February 9, 2022, at the age of 75. In 2022, they were announced to be opening for Kid Rock on select dates for his Bad Reputation tour. On November 14, 2022, the band announced that they would be embarking on their farewell tour, which was set to begin in 2023 and conclude in 2024. Thus, complete information about the history of the Foreigner rock band. Don't forget to follow and share with your friends if we are here. To close our episode this time, we will play a hit song from Foreigners entitled, I Want to Know What Love Is. Thank you and see you soon.
I've got to take a little time. A little time to think things over. In case I need it when I'm older. Now this mountain I must climb feels like a world upon my shoulder. Through the clouds I see.